public pension funds have been doing something new recently, investing in hedge funds. These are the often secretive investment firms led by supposedly super smart fund managers. Sometimes they go bust. One recently got shut down for insider trading. And another thing, hedge funds charge high fees. NPR's Chris Arnold reports some experts are questioning whether public pension funds should be investing in them at all.
Back 10 years ago, public pension funds, they stayed away from hedge funds. Maybe hedge funds seemed too pricey or opaque or exotic. After all, pension funds invest money so they can afford to keep sending checks to retired school teachers and police officers and firefighters.
They didn't have anything in hedge funds.
That's David Kotak, the chief economist at Cumberland Advisors. He advises public pension funds on their investments. Hedge funds claim to be able to provide a good return while protecting the investor if, say, the stock market crashes. That's why they're called hedge funds, as in hedging your bets. And in recent years, more public pension funds have invested in them.
Our concern has been that in some cases, this seems to have become a fad.
A very expensive fad. Hedge funds generally charge what's called 2 and 20. That is, every year they take 2% of the money that you invest with them plus 20% of any profits. If they lose money, they still get the 2%. For public pension funds that invest billions of dollars, those are very steep fees, more than 10 times the percentage cost of, say, a stock market index fund.
The fees are extraordinarily high.
That's Julia Bonafetti, the president of Wilshire Consulting. Both she and David Kotak advise their public pension fund clients not to invest in hedge funds.
We think that a high cost structure works against the investor.
Still, some pension funds are plowing money into hedge funds. Julia Bonafetti.
What has happened since the financial crisis is you've seen a huge flow of assets into hedge funds.
Actually, most pension funds are not investing heavily in hedge funds, but some definitely are. The Teachers Retirement System of Texas is investing 10% of its money in hedge funds. The state of New Jersey, around 12%. The Ohio Teachers Pension Fund.
15%.
That's Faruqi Majid, the chief investment officer of the School Employees Retirement System of Ohio. By last year, his pension fund had $1.9 billion invested in hedge funds. That means the pension fund was paying about $35 million a year in fees to those hedge funds. That's money that could have been used to pay teachers' pensions. Majid says he, of course, doesn't like paying those fees, and he's actually getting some hedge funds to lower them a bit. Also, he says,
particularly, you know, with hedge funds, you don't have transparency or a look through into their portfolio.
I guess if part of the goal is to create less risk, but they won't really let you see what they're doing exactly, it's hard to know.
That's not good either. Yeah. No, you're right.
So why is Majid investing so much money into hedge funds? To be fair, actually, he took the top job after those decisions were made. He's now reducing hedge fund investments. But he says it's just tough right now to make a good return. Super safe securities, long-term treasury bonds, they offer very low returns.
So you've got to try to be more creative.
The thing is that many of the pension funds that are being more creative are on shakier footing. And that makes all this part of a much bigger problem. There are a lot of public pension funds that are in trouble. David Kotak.
The most underfunded pension system is Puerto Rico. They have nearly run completely out of money. Other states are in trouble, too. Illinois, New Jersey.
Meanwhile, those hedge fund investments overall haven't been doing so well. So Julia Bonafetti says many public pension funds are pulling some money out. But not everybody. The San Francisco Employees Retirement System is considering whether to invest 15% of its assets in hedge funds. Chris Arnold, NPR News.